We're live at EXT. I've got all poets and heroes here with me. Hi there, Robin Corey are here. Hi, guys.
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
And Billy's not here with us today.
No, Billy's not here. We did a stripped down set, so Billy was cool kind of just hanging back for today.
Getting the day off.
Getting the day off. First of all, how did the three of you guys get together and decide that you were going to make this band?
It's a long story.
Yeah, I mean, the shorter, we're trying to condense it. Right. The short version is Corey and I met. I mean, we went to high school together, but we weren't really friends, and then we met through sort of musical projects that were going on in the area. And Corey and I started jamming, and we loved it, and that turned into writing together, and we really appreciated each other's style. And then we were kind of floating around with different members through friends and just being in the Syracuse music scene. We got to work with Billy, who's just extremely talented. Yeah. So and he's been a part of the process now and developing our live sound and was on the recordings
and
stuff.
We both kind of knew Billy separate from music, like prior to that. I mean, I knew him musically, I guess. We worked with somebody else, and then I just kind of met Billy through that. And then Rob was like, hey, no, this dude's a good drummer. He's been like a family friend. Yeah. And then I met him, and we're like, oh my God, like, yeah. I remember you. And so we're like, divine intervention or something.
Yeah, it's
weird
gotta
thing.
Be.
Yeah.
And then the name, All Poets and Heroes. Mm. Did that come along like right away, or was
No. So we originally, when we were just doing like acoustic duo stuff, and we didn't really know what this was going to be, we called ourselves Walden. I studied philosophy in college, and I fell in love with Henry David Thoreau and Emerson and transcendentalism in general. So we were Walden after that book. We were kind of at a crossroads where, you know, there's a lot of stuff called Walden. You know, if you looked us up, you're going to have to go through pages of stuff. Our old drummer read. He, like, bought a copy of Walden and, like, read through it. And he texted me one night. He's like, what's your favorite chapter? I'm like, it's the second chapter, Where I Lived and What I Lived For. He read it. And he came to us, like, pulled from this excerpt, and he was like, there's like 40 band names in these two paragraphs. Yeah. And All Poets and Heroes really stuck out to us, but we kind of put it up to a fan vote. We had a bunch of names, and you know, we were pretty low key. It was mainly family and friends, and they kind of helped us decide on All Poets and Heroes. But it's a very meaningful.
It was picked by our friends and family, like basically fans of the band.
Yeah.
Just threw it up on social media, and
yeah, I think we narrowed it down to four. We definitely wanted that one, but we were
there
like,
was two.
We don't know.
I think another one was, what was it? Colorful
Lungs, which isn't actually from that. That's just a random.
Yeah, just
that's
a
not
random.
From Walden. That's just kind of a random one. And then there was, I liked Former Inhabitants too for a while.
That one sounded a little bit too death metal.
Yeah, we'd have to be like pop punk or something heavier. But All Poets and Heroes, it kind of once again.
It's a mouthful, but you know, it kind of sums us up pretty well, I guess.
Well, we are live at EXT with All Poets and Heroes, and we'll be hearing them play in just a moment. You mentioned one of the lines, the chapter actually is the name of your EP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. So we just changed it from I to we, where we lived and what we lived for. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
It's an exciting chapter in the book. I always thought it was really perfect for us because in the book, it's where Henry David Thoreau is setting out to Walden, and everywhere he steps is like he can see his future, and they're all slightly different, but it's still really exciting for him. It's like this first step. I have to choose where I'm going to live and why I'm going to live here. This was our first real recording. I mean, we've had some other stuff, but this is the first time
demos,
we really...
Yes. Yeah, like, this is the first like fully produced. We just kind of threw the kitchen sink at it. And you know, we were on a label, and then that just kind of didn't work out. It was very amicable. It wasn't like this big, you know, like screw you or anything like that. It was nice because like it kind of was like a blessing in disguise because we were able to just be like, all right, this is completely independent.
Yeah.
We're funding it, we're producing it, we're already kind of in the midst of recording when this all happens. We're like, all right, well, let's just ride this out and go for it.
But yeah, it kind of fits, right? This was us, you know, this is us kind of like we've chosen Walden Pond and now we have to build a house and make it work and set out on our own. So that's why we chose that.
Kind of like reflected very hauntingly familiar to our actual situation.
Yeah.
Just kind of went with it.
Yeah, so it worked out really well. So I like doing that stuff.
All Poets and Heroes. We're going to have you guys play a couple songs. You want to say anything about Daydreams?
Yeah, Daydreams was a single we released. It's a fun song. It kind of pokes fun at...
Sort of tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek about growing up. You know, people are like, oh, follow your dreams. And then all of a sudden you hit like... You're, you know, early 20s and people are like, okay, your dreams are great, but now you have to get a job.
Yeah.
You have to wear a shirt and tie and go get a job.
Forget everything we told you about and just start over.
So we kind of make fun of it. And, you know, it's kind of that sort of Freudian idea of like, you spend half of your life trying to grow up and then the other half of your life trying to stay young. And we kind of poke fun at that. So it's just our single track.
And as musicians, obviously, you get that a lot. So
yeah. Yeah.
We felt like it was a perfect time to.
Yeah. It's one of our more fun songs that we like to play. So.
life. You told me to dream. One day I had to give up everything. Go work in tall buildings. You used to tell me the best is yet to come. You run and scrape your knees cause you're young. Ah, so young. You say I'm in too deep. I say let's play for keeps and build our own way. All of our thoughts have turned into daydreams. Oh, it's never as it seems. Look at you growing through your sleeves. Get your new shoes. Don't smoke too much weed. We'll take this town, driving round and around. I'll laugh from the backseat. Oh, is that sirens flashing? Say I'm in too deep. I say let's play for keeps and build our own way. I know we're losing sleep cause all of our thoughts have turned into daydreams. Oh, it's never as it seems. Let's play for keeps and build our way. I know we're losing sleep cause all of our thoughts have turned into daydreams. Oh, it's never as it seems. You say I'm in too deep. Say let's play for keeps and build our own way. Now it's never as it seems. I know we're losing sleep cause all of our thoughts have turned into daydreams. Oh, it's never as it seems.
This is Rob from All Poets and Heroes, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
The white coats leave him in a trance. He just wants one more chance. Tears stream down his face as he looks at his final days. And then he breathes a come to his soul he receives. And when he gets up to leave and he sneaks out the back door. On his motorbike, the road lay out before. No, he will not look back, for that he cannot control, and he won't be defined by that which comes to us all. His fears will be absolved, the world will no longer. Dying soul is full of life. But this feeling only briefly satisfies. It should not take death to realize your life. From the corner, he just watches the passersby. No, he look back, for that he cannot control, and he won't be defined by that which comes to us all. His fears will be absolved, the world will no longer corner of Emerson, he awaits someone who's brave, someone who wants to break their chains. If freedom's what you crave, and you look back, for that you cannot control, and you won't be defined by that which comes to us all. The world will no longer revolve, and time, it will not matter. You know it never did.
We're live at EXT, All Poets and Heroes playing the song The Corner for us. Their EP is called Where We Lived and What We Lived For. Tell me a little bit about that. It's a different sound with the two of you playing it than the record.
Yeah.
That's kind of our baby, actually.
Yeah, this song, I wrote this song in college, and my college band didn't know what to do with it. And there's a story with the college band and why I wrote the song, but it's just a song I've really held on to, and it's about a guy who finds out he's going to die. And through this process, he finds out sort of what the meaning of life really is. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I know that. I gave some allusions to what that might be, you know, between the lyrics and stuff. And he's kind of outcast by society for sort of feeling this way. And he's looking for somebody to not necessarily preach to, but maybe teach. And eventually, at the end of the song, you know, you realize it could be you. It could be you who can live this fully if you aren't afraid of dying. You know, that the lyric, that what comes to us all is just the only thing you're guaranteed in this life is if you are alive, the only thing you are guaranteed in this life is that you will die. And that is the only thing. And that is the only guarantee in this life, I promise you.
We're really optimistic.
That's just a fact. I'm not sure if that has to do with optimism or pessimism. I think that's just a fact, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, time doesn't matter. Like, we live, I wear a watch. I'm on my, you know, we live by time. And when you realize it at the end, or when you feel like it's the end, your best moments are when you lost track of time. It has nothing to do with anything, but we live by the clock. And, you know, it's like simple little things that I think we've alluded to. But
Rob kind of brought it to me. It's actually, we were really drunk in front of a fire. And Rob
Best
just started,
time.
And Rob just started playing that, and I was like, "What the heck is this?" And then like it literally just came out of like a jam on the spot, and we just kind of were like, "All right, that works." Like my guitar part was completely just like kind of improvised. I don't even think I really most of our songs like we're very meticulous and go back to the drawing board, but that song just kind of
it just happened. But
so.
We've been sitting on it for like a year and a half
now. Because we want to record it properly. We've done some demos, and demos, you know, there's always something that happens with demos. Always like. Bad mix, bad engineering, blah, blah, blah. So this one, we're just like, we want to save it for when we have this opportunity to produce it.
I get to thinking, as you're describing these songs, a little bit different than a straight-ahead pop song. These are very deep and weighty subjects that you're dealing with here.
We allude to a lot of stuff. We never try to be just straightforward, like,
yeah,
I guess, love you, babe, goodbye, babe.
I mean,
babe,
like, think about even, like, I mean, like, movies. Like, yeah, you know, movies are art. I think if it doesn't make you question something or wonder why somebody wrote something, then it's not really that great of an artistic endeavor, you know? I think to hide some thing, you know, subtleties, there's more to say about the shadows than there is the light sometimes. You know, I like those things that aren't right in front of your face, that aren't, I think we do. I mean, I think we wouldn't be working together if that wasn't the case. We like that. And
just as a side note, Rob's the main lyricist, but like, I mean, I've written some, but it was kind of this common theme, I guess, when we started working together that we discovered by ourselves.
But, you know, even in our recordings, like, we don't want the noises to be right in your face. We want you to have to find them and sort through the noises. And maybe on your fifth listen, you find something new.
Little ghosts. Is our producer Matt.
Yeah.
Like me, like, you know, like I love bands like The Smiths, Radiohead, Modest Mouse, like all these bands that, and so when we're producing, Matt's like, give me that like Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, give me that Isaac Brock, like, give us those ghosts, those things that like if you're driving the car, just sing along, you're not going to hear it, but you put headphones in, you're just like spacing out, you know, these things, these haunting noises will come at you.
Yeah.
You know, I've had that experience as a listener. You know, as a musician, the first and foremost thing that's important is being a listener.
And also, pop music used to have substance, so I want...
It does. I mean, we like pop music.
But I like that you said, like, oh, you know, they're not straightforward pop songs. So I think you look at us, and, you know, sometimes you hear the melody, sometimes it seems very poppy, but, like, pop music should have substance.
That's great. We're live at EXT with All Poets and Heroes. All right, guys, tell folks where they can find you online, because now they're listening to you, they're hearing you talk.
All social media things. We got our Twitter, we got Instagram, Facebook. We try to interact as much as possible. So if you reach out, odds are one of us will be getting, it's usually Rob or myself. Billy's actually pretty in charge of the Facebook a lot. He does a lot of the Facebook Live things. And we can find our music on Spotify, iTunes.
We still have a SoundCloud account.
We still have a SoundCloud account. We have physical copies for, you know, when we travel and play out. The guy who we were telling you earlier who found the name in our band,
he actually
does the artwork for us.
So our friend Dan did the artwork on it, which we're really proud of, Dan Reed. And then our buddy Kyle, who kind of found us that name, did the EP layout. Mm. He kind of closed it and made it nice. So we're very proud of the packaging of our EP.
So if they Google All Poets and Heroes, they will find you and the Walden book probably, right?
Yeah, we did a test the other day. Yeah. This is going to sound so stupid because we're like, oh, we're Googling ourselves. But like, we just did a test to see what came up first.
Come on, everybody Googles themselves.
And
I just did about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so we did the All Poets and Heroes, and I think our Facebook account was the first thing that comes up.
First thing that pops up, so it's good.
So yeah, if you Google us, There you go.
Let's have you guys play this last song. You want to try something new out on us, right?
Yeah.
You want to say anything about this new song, or you want to just hit people with it?
Say something afterwards? We'll hit you with it and then say it after?
All right, we're live at EXT, All Poets and Heroes.
The new one's called Life on the Line. So this is the last day of your life. Behind the wheel, you took no time to decide. They'd have no reason to find the true intentions of the night. And I was on my way to find you. And I could feel time unwinding true. And your relief will come to bind us soon. Yesterday always bore the weight. It's now or never time to tempt fate. Let go the malice and the hate. You were just a boy who never needed saving. And I was on my way to find you. And I could feel time unwinding true. And your relief come to bind us soon. Wait, I know we'll find a way for us to escape, way from who we used to be. Wait, I know we'll find a way for us to escape, away from who we used to be. Wait, I know we'll find a way for us to escape, away from who we used to be. Wait, I know we'll find a way for us to escape, away from who we used to be. Just a boy, you were just a boy. You were just a boy who never needed saving. Just a boy, you were just a boy. You were just a boy who never needed saving. Find a way for us to escape, away from who we used to be.
So we're live at EXT with All Poets and Heroes, wrapping up the set with that song, Life on the Line. And you said you'd tell us a little bit after. So It's after. What do you tell us?
Corey came to me with this guitar idea and this lyrical melody, and he kind of gave me this idea. He's like, I kind of want the song to be about this. I couldn't really hit it, and one night I was sitting listening to the recording he sent me, and it just hit me. And I was actually driving home, and that's how it hit me.
The line I approached him was the way, I know we'll find a way.
Yeah.
Way for it. So that melody was written, and I just approached him with this story idea, I guess.
So when I was younger, I used to be pretty ashamed to say this, but when I was younger, I had bouts with like suicidal thoughts and stuff.
Well, both of us did. That's why I kind of related.
So I took that story, and it's about somebody who has taken their own life. But when you have those thoughts, there's two streams of thought. You have the rational side of your brain and this very irrational side of your brain, and they're at war. And if the irrational side of the brain wins, then you might not be around. And that's what happened. So the narrator of the song is actually the rational side of the brain talking to this now unfortunately gone person, and it's saying, if you'd just basically given me 5 more minutes of your time, we could have been doing what we did.
It is an optimistic song.
The end is for everybody else. If you're dealing with those thoughts, wait. Just wait. We can find a way to escape whatever thoughts that you're feeling right now. And the whole thing about the boy who never needed saving, you know, that was just, you know.
And it's, you know, it's an emotional song for us to play. The crowd seemed to respond to it, but you know, you as a musician, especially when you're getting on the business side of things, you always write thinking, you know, about like, how can we sell this? How can we make this applicable? Like, we have probably 30 songs and we had to cut down to 4 for the EP, you know? So, and for that one, I think it's safe to say for us, that was one that we wrote for an extremely specific crowd and reason in mind. And
I'm going to be honest, I wrote that one for myself.
Yeah,
I mean,
like the music, obviously, it kind of has like these pop punk elements, but we put our own little spin on it. But the lyrics, yeah, I was very proud of Rob on that one. Because he's a better lyricist than
I think we're both proud of that one. Yeah. We are definitely proud of that one, Billy too.
That was just the acoustic. Wait until you hear the actual.
Yeah, geez.
We do some cool layering in the drums
and
everything. And
Billy does, yeah, his drums are just killer.
Rob, Corey, thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
These guys called All Poets and Heroes. Google them right now. Facebook should come up.
Yeah,
like
us on Facebook.
Yeah,
like us, follow us on Instagram,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Corey from All Poets and Heroes. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.